With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We have a deal, President Trump announcing a trade deal with the European Union.
It's a good deal for everybody, I believe.
The president says the agreement imposes a 15% tariff on goods imported from the EU, and the Europeans will no longer have to buy oil and natural gas from Russia.
The European Union is going to agree to purchase from the United States $750 billion worth of energy, $750 billion worth of energy. They are going to agree to invest into the United States $600 billion more than they're investing already.
Mr. Trump says Europe will also buy a lot of military hardware from the U.S. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says a pact is a win-win, good for both parties. Police in Traverse City, Michigan, holding a suspect in the weekend knife attack at a Walmart store. Dr. Tom Skirmerhorn, chief medical officer at Munson Medical Center, says initially 11 people were brought in, with six in critical condition when they were brought in.
Happy to report one patient has been treated and released. Now we have 10 remaining patients, two who remain in serious condition, and the others have progressed to fair condition.
The suspect faced terrorism and other charges. Israel has agreed to a daily pause in its military operations in Gaza so that humanitarian relief, including food, can be delivered to civilians. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 56 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 98 points. This is SRN News. New study asks American Muslims which political party they like.
The Pew Research Center's latest poll finds that followers of Islam favor the Democrats over the Republicans, but not by very much. The study also reveals that what Muslims most like about the GOP is its opposition to the LGBT agenda and its focus on encouraging traditional families. They particularly believe that the acceptance of transgenderism in the U.S. is a bad thing. President Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris split the Muslim vote evenly last year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A West Virginia judge has allowed the children of three families in one county to attend school this fall without required vaccinations, which they are seeking religious exemptions from. This is the latest move in a showdown between Republican Governor Patrick Morrissey and the State Board of Education. Morrissey issued an executive order upon taking office and allowed such religious exemptions. This is SRN News. The FAA looking into a possible landing gear incident at the Denver airport.
Authorities say several passengers slid down an emergency slide of a smoking jet at Denver International Airport. The Federal Aviation Administration says American Airlines Flight 3023 reported the incident during its departure from Denver Saturday afternoon. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 was headed to Miami. One passenger tells KUSA-TV there was a big bang as the jet was increasing speed on the runway to take off, causing the pilot to hit the brakes. Airport officials say one passenger was injured and taken to a medical facility for treatment. I'm Mike Hempen.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer meeting with President Trump at Mr. Trump's golf property in Scotland. The humanitarian situation in Gaza expected to be raised as two leaders hold talks, also talk about the war in Ukraine. More details, SRNNews.com.